So these are the five tools, and you find him using all these various tools in combination. In the way he commands a healing, in the way he told Gehazi not to move to the right or left, in the way he gives a command, everyone you study very carefully, which is very authoritative. In these five tools, he applied each one of them, right up to the end of his life. Notice even when he was on his deathbed, dying, 2 Kings 13, right? He told the Israelite king, shoot an arrow! I mean, really, you see, you know, dying, you know, still in command. Shoot an arrow! And the person, shoot an arrow, you know. Take this, that's the arrow of deliverance of the Lord, 2 Kings 13. And then he says, take those arrows and bend and hit them to the floor. The king goes, boom, boom, boom. You should have hit more until it's broken. It's broken. This man now go on the bed, he's scolding people. Because he's moving under a prophetic anointing. And it's so required of that. Strange, peculiar. But when you see this five in 2 Kings chapter 1, right to 13, you understand that first session and its operation. Then as you look into the second section in 2 Kings, praise the Lord, we will finish. 2 Kings chapter 14, right to 25, there are story of kings coming up and kings coming down. And what you need to see, and we can go through very fast, is that out of 19 kings in the southern kingdom, only 7 were good kings. And the 7 good kings represent something and teach us something. How, even though there were 7 good kings, they never reached the stature of King David. Even though sometimes it's a phrase I read, there was no king like him before and no king like him after. Those are contextual statements, comparing them, not with David, but with the other smaller kings. Because they were 19 altogether. But there was none that reached the stature of David. None of them. And the question is, why didn't they reach? Even those 7 good ones, why didn't they reach that level? Because all the 7 main good kings, all the northern kingdom 19 kings, all are bad. There's nothing can learn from them except to see all their evil there and the destruction that came. But in the southern kingdom, it's a bit interesting. You notice 19 of them, 7 of them are good. Some historical books put 8, but as I study the life of Joram, I would classify him as bad. No. There's 7. The first was Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was classified as a good king. If you remember, Jehoshaphat is the type who wants to seek a prophet of God. It's in 1 Kings, right at the last chapter, he says, is there a king, a prophet in Israel? And then Jehoshaphat, in 2 Kings 3, was the one who says, is there a prophet here that we can consult? And Jehoshaphat is the same one you read about in the famous story in 2 Chronicles. Now, to go through this part very quickly, you need to keep one finger in 2 Chronicles all the time. Praise God. Okay? 2 Chronicles chapter 17. 2 Chronicles chapter 17. You see, in chapter 17, Jehoshaphat, and he was a good king. And he did many things in verse 4 and verse 5. He walked in the way of the Lord and all these things that we are going to cover more in detail. Don't worry if we didn't cover much tonight and we run through, because the stories are repeated in 2 Chronicles. Right? So there's a slight repetition later. And so he took delight in the Lord in verse 6 in chapter 17, 2 Chronicles, and all these things. And he has that famous story that you read about. That famous story of deliverance that you read about, when the musicians went ahead of them and they overcame by worship and praising God, even Jehoshaphat and all these things as they went forth in the things of the Lord. That is in Second Chronicles chapter 20. I'm sure you hear sermons on that. How Jehoshaphat fasted and he prayed, he sought the Lord, and the musicians went ahead, and as they went forth, through the musicians, God sent ambushes when they worshipped the Lord. Great deliverance. He was a good king. Why didn't he become like a mighty king like David? He failed in one area. Each of the seven kings had one fault. One major fault. They had more than one, but one fault. That prevented them from being better. It's a different thing to be good. It's a different thing to be better. So the Bible in 2 Kings is trying to show us the difference between good, better, and best. In 2 Chronicles chapter, looking at 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 1. Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with the worst king, Ahab. He was married and related, and was in law with Ahab and Jezebel. And that was the cause of his fall, and later his death. So his main fault, even though he himself was good, he was not careful in whom he associated with. Remember, bad company breeds bad habits. So we must be careful whom we associate with. Because that kind of influence comes into our life. Like Lot, he associated with the Sodom and Gomorrah and his life became ineffective. The Bible says his own soul was vexed. Why allow your own soul to be vexed by wrong company, carnal company, fleshly company, wrong things? And as a result, he could not move from good into better and best. Second king that failed, but was a good king, but didn't reach that level, is in 2 Kings 11. Joash. Joash, if you read the story in 2 Kings 11, in verse 4, there was one person who saved his life, and that was Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada the priest, see, it came to a time when the descendants of David were all slaughtered and left only one child. One descendant to keep the promise of David. And that was taken and hidden by Jehoiada the priest. And the mother, you see, the mother of Jehoiada, who was Athaliah, was directly related to Jezebel. Now you know why she's like that, so evil. Why the relationship? His father, Jehoshaphat, along that line, before all those wrong alliance and all those things come into the picture. So Joash was another good king. But Joash took over the throne when he was very, very young. In chapter 12, verse 1, it says, in the 7th year of Jehu, Joash became king, and he reigned 40 years. In verse 21 of chapter 11, Joash was 7 years old when he became king. So Joash was a good king, but Jehoiada was the better man. Because of Jehoiada, Joash became a good king. And one of the most tragic things is this, that Joash only fought, even though he was a good king, he had one fault. He never had his own backbone. He was a good leader as long as he has good advisors. But he never had any backbone himself. He was good because he was heavily leaning on Jehoiada. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 24, very quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 24. And it tells us here, verse 15, Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. Jehoiada will be classified the best influence possible. And then it says here in verse 17, notice verse 17, after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. So you know his problem? He didn't have his own backbone. Are you good because of influences of people that are good on your life? Remember, those are temporary. You must in the end develop to stand on your own two feet in your own relationship with God to be a good man, a better man, the best man God possibly, or woman that God wants you to be. That was why he could not excel. And there are three of the good kings, and their problem is pride. They take a little success and they got big headed. Some got big success and they got very big headed. Three of the good kings, right? We're going to look at them. Look over at the book of 2 Kings. And we see, first of all, chapter 14. Amaziah. Amaziah's problem, Amaziah, as he reigned in God, in verse 3, it says, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David. Can you see? He couldn't measure up to David's standard. It was good, but not like David. And if you read later in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, Amaziah grew proud. Small success. He grew proud, and you see even here in 2 Kings 14, verse 10, when he succeeded in fighting one battle, he grew so big-headed, he wanted to fight some more. And he died. Pride came into his life. Another person who had pride is chapter 15. Azariah, and his name is also Uzziah in 2 Chronicles. Same man, Azariah, Uzziah. And he got so proud when he God blessed him because he did what was right. And he didn't realize that God, the blessings came because of God's grace, not because of his own works. God's grace that came because of his obedience to the commands. And he got so proud that he began to take the position of a priest, transgress a priest's office, and he died a leper. Azariah, another proud person. Hezekiah, of all the other kings, Hezekiah shined like a star. But Hezekiah, at one small point in his life, did became proud. And the Bible tells us, looking over in chapter 17 of 2 Kings, it's the story of chapter 18 starts the story of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah did many, many wonderful things, all kinds of record, and how he served together with Uzziah, etc. But you turn over to 2 Chronicles 32, you read how Hezekiah has to humble himself for his pride. Again, three kings fall because of their pride. There is Amaziah, Azariah, or Uzziah, and Hezekiah, all the Ayahs. Right. And the other king is Jotham in chapter 17. Jotham in 2 Kings 17 verse 32. Jotham is one of those kings in verse 34 where it says, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Now Jotham was a good king, but he failed in a different area. His failure is recorded here in 2 Chronicles 27. Let me just give you that verse. 2 Chronicles 27, verse 2, in the brackets in your Bible. Although he did not enter the temple of the Lord.